Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 35. That was the episodes flying by. Okay, stupid, I know.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome, everyone, to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 35. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about bass lines. Honestly, I don't have much to blab about today, so let's just get right into it. Besides the fact, thank you for listening and thank you for being here. So, bass lines, I've gotten a lot of requests about bass lines. How do we play bass lines besides the roots and everything like that? So, I'm going to do the bass lines in a step-by-step fashion because I don't want to include just all the information. I'm going to give you guys a couple of steps to start practicing bass lines because I don't want to overwhelm you. So, bass lines section will be probably two or three parts. So, how do we play bass lines when we're playing jazz? So, bass lines are going to be the roots, bass, for the most part, roots and fifths. Okay, that's what bass players do, but they use other notes, obviously, like thirds. Okay, fifths, sevenths, and connecting notes to make your bass line sound good, right? If you're walking a bass line, so stuff like that. Now, what we're going to start with is roots. The roots are the main notes that you're going to use to connect your bass lines together. So you want to the first step is to get your left hand used to, you know, technically playing the roots of a piece. So let's say we're playing, let me see here, what piece would be good? You know, If I Were a Bell. It's the first piece that came to me. So if we're playing If I Were a Bell, our first chord is G, and we just go through the piece and play our roots. You just want to practice playing your roots without playing the melody. I'd put a metronome on to do this. I don't have my phone handy with me right now, but put a metronome on and see if you can go through the entire piece without making any mistakes and just practice the roots. So, you know, If I Were a Bell is. So I'm just gonna go through probably the first portion of the piece and play just the roots, and I'm just gonna count a tempo. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. That was the first A section. Now, roots are easy to understand. Everyone's like, okay, I can play bass notes, I can play the roots of the chords, right? You're just playing the notes that of the letters that you see. But how do we make it more interesting? So the way we do that is by adding the fifths on beat three as an approach. So if we have two chords in a measure. Well, let's start with one chord. So the first chord of If I Were a Bell is a G7 chord for the full measure. So G7, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then G minor, C7, F major 7. Okay? What we can do is use the fifths to pivot our bass line back and forth. So we can go from the root on beat 1 to the fifth on beat 3, back to the root, or following up with the next chord, which I'll talk about in a second. So let's say you have a full measure of a G7. We can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Right? So the root can be used as a pivot. Excuse me, the fifth can be used as a pivot note. We can go down as well if we want. 1, da, da. Right? So that's if we have a chord for the first full measure. If we have one full measure of a chord, we can go root, fifth, root. Let's say there are two chords in the measure. How would we use the fifths to incorporate into the measure? Well, the second measure is a G minor 7 for two beats, going to a C7 for two beats, and then resolving to an F major 7. So the G minor 7, the fifth, is still the same, even though the quality of the chord has changed, it's still gonna be a D. Now I can use this D to approach my C7 chord. So instead of playing the fifth on beat three, we're actually going to play it on beat two. So the fifths of all the chords are going to serve as a connection into the next root. So I'm going to be playing the root, G, the fifth on beat two, D, root on beat three, where the chord lines up, right? Our C7, beat three, C, and then the fifth of C, G, okay, is the fifth on beat four, and then finally I resolve to F. So here's what it sounds like. Root, fifth, root, fifth, root, which would be the F major 7 of the next bar. So beat 1 is root, beat 2 is fifth, beat 1, 3 is root, beat 4 is fifth, and then finally resolving to the root again. Okay, so that's how we can use the fifths as a connection. We can move back and forth. So here it is kind of a little bit faster. Right? Now on that F major 7 chord, we have that for a full bar again. So this means we can use our fifths to pivot back and forth again. We can go root, fifth, root. But in that case, we go to A minor 7. So, right? So it'd be root, fifth, A. So your fifths can always serve as a pivot. Whether you have a full measure of a chord, you'd play your fifth on beat 3. Whether you have two chords per measure, you'd play your fifths on beat 2 and 4 and the roots on beat 1 and 3. Make sense? So let me walk the bass lines for that full first four measures. So we have G7. If you can picture this, I'll add the chords to If I Were a Bell in the podcast notes. So we have G7. Going to G minor, 2-5, G minor 7, C7, F major 7 for a full bar. Going to A minor 7, flat 5, to D7. Now remember, with your flat 5 chords, our fifths are going to be flat 5s. So we can't play our natural fifth. We have to play the flat 5, whatever that will be. So an A minor 7, flat 5, our fifth is an E. It's going to be an E flat, and that's how we'll approach our new root. All right, so here is that full first four measures of If I Were a Bell. So 1... 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Sorry, it caught me off guard. I was going a little fast. Let me do that a little bit slower. I should have counted off slower for everyone. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. So that is how we use our fifths to walk our bass lines, all right? And that's all I'm going to give you guys. That's all you should start practicing is adding. Obviously, the first step you want to practice through your tunes is all your roots. So just your left hand alone, no right hand. Just practice your roots. And you're just playing the roots exactly as the chords are linked up with measures. So if a chord is held for 4 beats, you hold your root for 4 beats. If a chord is held for 2 beats each, you hold the root for 2 beats each and you switch. All right, the next thing you want to do is practice adding in your fifths. All right, now obviously for the chords that are 2 measures apart, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. So you want to really practice that. And you can practice this systematically through 2-5-1s. If you want to walk bass lines through 2-5-1s, like let's say we have a bass line in the key of D. Excuse me, in the key of C. Okay, so we're starting on our D minor 7. Is my camera over? Yeah, sorry, I just want to check to see if my camera was far enough left. So in order to walk a bass line through a 2-5-1, we want to line the measures up so that we have a measure each. So D minor 7 for a measure, G 7 for a measure, and C major 7 for a measure. So here we go. I go root 2, 5th, 4, root 2, 5th, 4, C. Okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. And you can pivot there too if you want. 1, 2, 5. Okay, once you've gone through all the keys like that, right, you go to your next key. We're always working for the circle of force. Okay, we want to practice through all the keys. That's how you're really going to get to know all the keys. Like, that's really, really important. We go to the key of F, right? So. Okay, and then practice going down as well so you don't get used to going up all the time. can always switch around your movements, up and down, down and up, however you want to mix and match. You can, you don't always have to go up, you don't always have to go down. It's completely up to you. But systematically, I'd practice all up movements first, like always go up to the fifth and then always go down, so that you're practicing it systematically. You don't leave anything out. What's the next one? So the next one now is that we're going to do two chords. We're going to do the 2-5-1, but the minor 7 going to the dominant is going to be in one measure. So 2-5-1 for a two-measure progression. In this way, I'll get used to walking, right, having a note on every beat. So here we go. 1-2-3 in the key of C. 1-2-3-4. And that's the kind of thing I added to. I added a little da 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 da. That's going to give you, you know, 1 and 2. It's going to give you some more of a baseline type of feel. But sorry, I did that. I'll keep it more simple. Here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. So that's just a two measure progression. Let me go down this time. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and then we go to the key of F, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, and this is how we start getting used to walking bass lines with our left hand. So we're using just roots and fifths. We're not connecting scalar motion at all, right? Even though we'll get to that. Okay, this will, that scalar motion connection will be in the next next couple parts of the bass line. So I hope that's helped everyone. Give you a nice introduction to bass lines and how you start to form bass lines. That's very important. If you can master that, then you already got like 80% of what you'll be doing for bass lines. So it's a very, very important foundational step. Thanks so much for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. As always, happy practicing.